Good afternoon and welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. If you're listening to this on our website at cockrellcompass.com/blog, you can also subscribe with iTunes or with Winamp or anything that will allow you to subscribe to a podcast. So hopefully that's working. We had a little trouble with the feed, but I think it's all working okay now. Today is Sunday, and I was at church this morning at El Renuevo. And it was just a really good time of worship, and afterwards I was talking to a friend of mine, and several people actually, a number of them, but I was just thinking of this conversation with one friend. We were talking about some things that were going on in their lives, and how we were going to pray for each other, and that was really good. It was a good morning. As we drove home, we began to see all kinds of people walking up our street, and at this time of year, some of you may remember from last year, but this time of year, people begin to make a pilgrimage up to Chalma. Our street is called Subida Chalma, and people walk up the street from quite far away, other parts of Mexico, but once they get to our street, they're kind of getting towards the home stretch, and they walk up to the town of Chalma, and there is a church there, and they go to dance, basically, as a form of worship before a supposedly miraculous image of Christ. The problem is a lot of these people, of course, don't know about the free gift of salvation that we have in Jesus. They only hope that if they can walk far enough, make themselves tired enough, they might be able to get a favor from God. They might be able to get a little closer to salvation. Some of these were everything from young men to old men to women with babies on their backs, all headed up to Chalma. There's just a tremendous need for people here to understand the Word of God, as there is everywhere in the world. It was just quite a contrast to leave our church and to go and see some of the things that are going on just outside the door, practically. Just outside the door of where we live, as I'm standing out here in the garden, I can hear people walking by as they go on their pilgrimage. We are happy to be here in Mexico and happy to have opportunities to share with people, but we have a lot on our minds right now, and those of you who are part of our team and are praying for us can certainly pray for us this week. We continue to be concerned about Nathaniel and his health, and he has been getting treatment. Those of you who get our newsletter know what that's all about, but he's been getting treatment. But we've been unable to get a hold of our doctor lately, and I believe she has changed offices or something, but for whatever reason, we've had trouble getting hold of her, and so we would appreciate your prayers as this week we try and it would be great if we heard from her, or if we can find someone else who can continue the treatment. There's some things we need to ask and things we need to get onto. God can teach us through these things, and He is, but we also want to make sure that we are taking care of things so that we can not be preoccupied with things we don't need to be, but that we can continue in our Spanish learning and in our ministry. We're also going to be working on planning this week some visits to some places in Mexico that we may be serving after we finish our language training here. So it would be great if you are a part of what's happening here through prayer. We would appreciate your prayers for those kinds of things. All right, Mr. Hannah and Nathaniel have been having a little quiet time here, and I think they are just about ready to get up. Nathaniel actually went to sleep, which is unusual, but Hannah's just been playing, so I'm going to have to pretty soon go and get them up and get them some cena, which is our meal at the end of the day.